This is The Record from KUOW. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jeannie Yandel. If you're anywhere near I-5 north of Seattle today, you know that Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived. President Xi landed this morning at Payne Field in Everett. He's here through Thursday. On the agenda, meetings with leaders of Boeing, Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, maybe a dinner at Bill Gates' house. After Seattle, he heads to D.C. to meet with President Obama. So why is President Xi coming here first? And what does that timing say about China's priorities? Rob Reynolds asked Rob Schmitz, China correspondent for Marketplace.
Well, this trip is an official state visit for Xi Jinping. You know, it's also a great opportunity for him to show people back home how important China's market is for foreign businesses. Seattle, of course, is one of the most important economic centers of the United States. And many of its companies, especially companies like Boeing and Starbucks, are doing really good business in China. So I think Xi's choice to start his state visit in Seattle, a place where he can talk about business and the economic connections between his country and the United States, a place that's so far away from the politics of the Beltway, is a pretty smart one. You know, for the people back home in China, money is much more important than politics.
In the other Washington, there are proposals to sanction China because of cyber theft. Is part of this meeting he'll be having with Bill Gates and Tim Cook, Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, and Satya Nadella of Microsoft an effort to kind of get those folks to counteract the political effort to impose further sanctions?
Well, yeah, I think the timing of that meeting before he meets with Obama is really interesting. And I think we've learned from the past week that for tech companies that operate in China from foreign countries, including, you know, Apple and many other tech companies from the United States, they're going to have to start signing a thing that's called a pledge of compliance that would require them to hand over data, user data, to the Chinese authorities, as well as some intellectual property. So this is uncomfortable, you know, I think for a lot of the people that'll be attending these meetings. You know, they're going to be forcing smiles, because I think that even though these days these companies are making more money than they've ever made in China, the obstacles in front of doing business in China for them are bigger than they've ever been.
What would you think these people who are meeting with President Xi are going to be asking for? What do they want out of this meeting?
Well, they're going to want a better equal playing field inside of China. That's what they want. Whether or not they talk about it, and whether or not they ask Xi Jinping about these issues is another question, because I think, you know, part of the reason that these guys are making so much money is that, you know, China is a huge, huge market for them. You know, Boeing made $11 billion last year in China, and they're set to make $1 trillion selling planes to the Chinese over the next 20 years. Apple has already made $46 billion in the first 9 months of this year. So I think, you know, for Xi Jinping, these meetings will be used to emphasize to his base that U.S. companies really need Chinese consumers for increasing part of their revenue. You know, for the CEOs, I think that if they can tactfully bring some of these issues up at a meeting like this, it could be very important. The question is whether they'll do it or not.
Do you think there'll be any kind of public announcements about anything accomplished from either the visit to Seattle or the visit to the other Washington, or is this all stagecraft?
It's not all stagecraft. I think we will see important things signed, especially on climate change. You know, climate change is one of these things that I think both the United States and China, as two of the world's largest carbon emitters, is very important to both the Obama administration and the Xi Jinping administration. Now, the other issues that are going to be brought up with, you know, cyber espionage and, you know, the business environment in China, these are tricky things. And I hesitate to say that there might be something, you know, signed on any of those fronts, because there's just a lot of conflict right now between the U.S. and China on a lot of fronts.
Rob, is there anything in the Chinese media coverage of this visit, first to Seattle and then to Washington, D.C., that has caught your eye?
Well, you know, the Chinese media, their coverage of these types of events are fairly predictable. I mean, they try to position Xi Jinping in a role that, you know, I think is logical for them. They, you know, he's going to America. He's going to put China on an equal level as the Americans. You know, these are the two largest economies in the world. And he's going to stand up to the Americans, you know, because China has a lot of concerns as well that they're bringing to the table when they go to the United States. But from what I've read this week, it's mostly been very positive. I think it's important for Xi Jinping, especially right now when the economy in China isn't what it used to be. You know, we're looking at economic growth that's slower than it's been in more than a decade. And so I think it's important for Xi Jinping to ensure the Chinese that he's in control, that he's making good deals with America, that we're friends, and that there are areas that we can all agree on.
You know, as you talk to folks in China, are they thinking about this visit at all? Are they commenting about it?
Usually, your normal everyday Chinese are usually not thinking about these things very much because they're too busy thinking about so many other things. You know, this economy, despite its slower growth, is still growing very, very quickly. Many Chinese can't participate in this political system, and so they see it as almost like another world. But that said, more and more Chinese these days are visiting the United States. More and more Chinese who have money are sending their kids to universities in the United States. So there are bigger connections than ever between the people of China and the people of the United States. But for the most part, I think many Chinese, they're not paying that much attention to these things.
Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. He's the China correspondent for Marketplace. He talked with Ross Reynolds,